One of the important inputs in valuation is the required rate of return, or the discount rate, R. Your book talks about this as the capitalization rate. Let's talk about how we might estimate the capitalization rate or discount rate on a stock. Recall the basic constant growth formula, where the price of the stock is equal to the next expected dividend divided by R minus G. If we rearrange this formula so that we solve for the required rate of return, we have this equation here, where we have D1 divided by P0 plus G. If we wanted to interpret this, we could say the required rate of return R on a stock is a function of or is equal to the dividend yield plus the capital gains yield. This makes sense because the return required on a stock is a function of the cash flows expected from the stock, and those cash flows come in the form of dividends and capital gains. So if we think about this equation, how would we practically solve for it? Well, thinking about the dividend yield, the expected dividend yield is something that could be estimated because dividends do not change dramatically from one period to the next. So we could come up with a pretty good estimate of the dividend yield. Now the capital gains yield is a little bit harder, or the calculating G, in other words. How might we calculate the growth rate G? What is G a function of? Well, growth is partly a function of how much of the firm's earnings are retained within the firm to use for growth purposes. So we could come up with a basic proxy for growth as G equal to the retention ratio times return on equity. We can use return on equity as a measure of the return that the firm is earning off of their retained earnings. So we have the amount of money that is retained within the firm through the retention ratio and multiply that by the return on equity, or the return that the firm earns off of this money.